Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord again on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, February the 22nd, 2018. You are now in tune once again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Internet radio show. I am executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as we always do, I'm always asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivered God's word on tonight. We have with us sharing the word on tonight none other than Pastor Frederick Chapman. He is the pastor of Foundation of Truth Church of Ann Arbor, Michigan. He will be bringing the word on tonight, so get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivered God's word. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, again, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. We thank you that you have all power in your hands. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man because you cannot fail, you cannot change, you cannot lie. We just bless your name on tonight. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you are moved by your spirit over this airway on tonight, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer and desire, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener who is not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, after hearing the word, they will be able to surrender and open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they will be saved in his name. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in it, and they will live in their God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We don't have to send you anywhere because we already know that you are already there because you're everywhere at the same time. And we know that you are the chief physician, and we know that you have never lost a patient. So we know that all power is in your hands, and we know that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We come especially lifting up the family of the late Reverend Billy Graham, who made his transition on yesterday morning. We come lifting up that entire family, continue to comfort and strengthen them as they continue to move forward and do what you have called them to do in the earth for your glory. So we bless our Reverend Billy Graham's spirit and memory, and we just ask that you to move by your spirit and continue to comfort and strengthen that family, not only his family, but all those that are going through the out of bereavement and the loss of loved ones at this time. Continue to comfort and strengthen each one as only you can. Let them all remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we just ask that you will move by your spirit over this airway on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us as you would have your way, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's our prayer for tonight. And our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, and this goes for me as well. Tonight's spiritual food for thought says, our discipleship should be to God, not man. Once again, the spiritual food for thought tonight comes to us saying, our discipleship should be to God, not man. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassador vessels, And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But I do not have any announcements on tonight, so I'm going to move right on along and we're going to move forward. We're going to do things a little bit differently on tonight. We know that we have our pastor, Frederick Chapman, standing by to deliver God's word. And so we're going to come with asking Pastor Chapman if he would come forth right now. And before he bring the word of God, I'm going to ask him to do it in this order. If he would please, Pastor Chapman, please share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony first. And following your testimony, would you please go directly into the word, because I know you're on a tight schedule on tonight. So please share with the worldwide listeners your testimony first and then go into God's word.
Yes, yes. First of all, I just want to thank God for you, Brother Brown, for having me on the show tonight. We just thank God for this opportunity to be able to come. I am Frederick Chapman. I am the pastor of the Foundation of Faith Church of Ann Arbor, 4531 Concourse Drive of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I am excited, man. I accepted Christ Jesus at a very young age, but in the earlier ages before accepting Christ Jesus, I came out of a household somewhere between three and the age of five. I had my mother at that time, she was an alcoholic. And I was just surrounded by the life of the world. And I knew that there was something different about me and about my life and what I wanted in my life, even at a young age, since, time to pray and call on God. My mother, we grew up, my grandmother was the one who took us to church, took me to church in particularly. And at the time, I didn't know much about God. I just know that we communicated with him by talking, and the preacher would get up there and preach. By the age of nine, I went to stay with my father. My parents had actually were married at that time, at a very short time before I went to live with my father, who had remarried. And I came into a household where they went to church all the time. Living with my mother, as I back up, although I went to church with my grandmother, when I stayed with my mother, we didn't go at all. But when I went to live with my father's a preacher, and he preaches, he teaches, and he even had us at the kitchen table teaching us the word of God. And, as I grew up, I came closer with God. But, growing up and going off to school, the advice that my pastor gave me at the time, which I wouldn't really offer, to our young people out there. He just told me, hey, man, make sure that you wear a condom, because there's all types of temptation out there. And I was like, no, I don't need that. I'm strong. And, sure enough, temptation was waiting for me out there. And I slipped into, a bunch of guilt and depression because even, my sin of promiscuity, thank God that he brought me out there. I ran into some guys who were very serious about studying the Bible and really called my life forth to really be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ, I have found myself knowing that God had a greater purpose for my life, and I started ministering and really started to really proclaim the word of God, even street preaching out on the street. It was street preaching, out on bus stops and at art fairs there in Ann Arbor. And, here I am now, years later. I've been pastoring for about 11 years this March, and I'm just so happy that the Lord ordered my steps, and that's really my testimony on tonight.
Pastor Chapman, before you bring the word, I just want to say something to you regarding your testimony, and that's why for the first-time listeners that may be listening worldwide, it is so important and it's vital that we share our testimonies. So that's why I always ask my first-time guests to share your testimonies. Why, some people may ask? Because God gives his glory through our testimonies, and our testimonies can be a blessing to others, to let others know that if God did it for you, and God changes not, and he have no respecter of person. So what he did for you, he's able to do for someone else listening on tonight that may be in your same situation that you was in at a younger age. So God is getting mm-hmm. glory through you, through your life, through your ministry. So that's why it's important that we share our testimony. God's get the glory. And we that do not share our testimony, God get no glory out of that, and it blesses no one. And when we keep it to ourselves, what kind of testimony is that when God blesses you? You right. know that God did it, and you have to no one else with it. So that's why it's important that we share our testimony to help strengthen someone else in their faith and let them know that God did it for you. He can do it for them as well. So, Pastor
that's
Chapman,
right.
thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight. I know we're kind of rushing in because I want you to be back on your right schedule. I know you are
no problem.
Restricted right now. But, so right now, I'm going to yield this mic to you so that you can take the time that you need to deliver God's word. And following your message,
right.
I'm going to give you a chance to give you a shout-out and how people can contact you following the message on tonight. So I am yielding
okay.
the mic to you now to deliver God's word.
All right. All right. Great, great. We want to turn in our Bibles tonight to Luke, the 10th chapter. We're going to be reading verse 25 through 37 on tonight, and we're going to really talk about showing our love as opposed to talking our love. And so we're going to read a passage here real quick in Luke chapter 10, verse number 25 through 37. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' And so he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus said, 'A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He went down to Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves.'" You understand, he's falling among thieves. And I'm good at my place here. Set my Bible closed, everybody. He fell among thieves. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down. Now, let me back up, everybody. Let me back up. I'm sorry about that. But he wanting, okay, here we go. I'm just going to start from the top. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." And so first of all, when we look at this passage of Scripture, we have a lawyer who comes to test Christ with this question about eternal life. And Jesus tells him if he wants to live, he needs to love his neighbor. He asks him, what is your reading of it? And he says to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you will live. Many times when we are thinking about love, we think about love and how we feel at the time. But when we think about love, we need to also think about it in four different ways, because there are four Greek words for love. One is philio, another is storge, and another one is eros, and then there is agape. When we look at storge, we look at a love that we would have for a family member. When we look at eros, it is an erotic love, a romantic love that you would have for a husband or a wife. When we look at philio, we look at a love that you would have for a friend. But it's interesting that Jesus did not use love in the context of any of those. He uses the context that we require, agape. He wants the unconditional love. Unconditional love will override how you feel at the time. Now, we have a lawyer who is a Jewish man. He is expert in the law, and yet he's coming to test Jesus to see if he knows the law and what does it says. He wants to justify himself before Jesus, so he asks the question, who is my neighbor? Understand, brothers and sisters who are looking on with us today, is that he asked the question wanting to justify himself because he was great at quoting what the law said, but he had a weakness about doing what the law said. Many of us, we could quote scriptures, we can rattle them off about love, but when it comes time for love, to show love, we do a bad job at it because it's really easier to say that you love somebody than to show somebody that you love them. And so Jesus gives a parable about a Samaritan. Now, Samaritans and Jews had no dealings with each other whatsoever. The Samaritans were a mixed breed, a culture between Gentiles and Jewish. Understand that a Jewish person and a Samaritan did not get along, and Jesus tells a parable about a good Samaritan, right, who stops and helps a man, who helps a Jewish man, I believe, because when we understand what Jesus was trying to do, he offered a Samaritan as the example because it didn't matter who the man was, but he wanted to use the Samaritan to show that even a Samaritan, even though you hate them, even though you may not like the Samaritan, and I'm talking about the Jewish people at this time, they still showed this man compassion. Now, this man had fell among thieves. They robbed him. They beat him. They left this man for dead. He was left for dead. Now, the Bible doesn't say that he was dead. He was left for dead. And it says that the priest walked by him, and not only did the priest walk by, the Levite walked by. Now, it's interesting here that Jesus didn't give any personal names. He actually gives titles. And understanding, brothers and sisters, that just because you have a title in church doesn't mean that you are full of love. It doesn't mean that you love people. And sometimes we can allow our titles to get in the way of doing real ministry and the reality of helping people. And so in this text, we have a Levite and a priest who sees this guy who is bleeding, who is hurt, who is wounded, who is barely alive. They see this man on the ground hurting, but they walk past. I want to ask you this. Sometimes, where has it been that you've seen somebody, and you've seen that they were in trouble, that they were in need, and because you thought that it was, you didn't want to get involved, or it wasn't your problem, and you did not stop to help them? Let me ask you this. As being a disciple of Christ, how have you shown your love to somebody else who is hurting? And as we look at it in the spiritual context, how many of us really stop to help somebody to get to know Christ Jesus, that we will do whatever it takes? Because we see that this Samaritan stopped, first of all. The text says that he stopped. He stopped. He looked upon the man, and he had compassion. Now, I believe that this man was just as busy as the other two, the Pharisee and the Levite, were. But he took time out of his day to help a man who needed help, who was bleeding. He did not just look at the man's pain. He did not just look into the man's grief, but he did something about it. And so let me ask you, what are you willing to do for somebody else who needs Christ, somebody who needs food, somebody who needs clothing? Understand that the Bible tells us in the book of James that if you have faith and no works, then your faith is dead. Understanding, if we see a person who has, who needs food and daily clothing, and we don't help them, how can the love of God be inside of us? If you look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 18, it tells us not to love with words only, but in action and in truth. Understand that God wants us to love with our actions. And that's what this great Samaritan, this good Samaritan did, is that he didn't just look at the man, but the Bible says he has compassion. Now, he goes from having this compassion of feeling sorry for the man to going into action. And so what I want you to do is to think about when the last time you went into action for somebody else. When was the last time you stopped and not just looked, but you took action, that you helped someone else? We see that the first thing that he did was bandage the man's wounds. Understand this. He took out of his own resources to bandage this man up, to stop the bleeding. I'm going to tell you, people are bleeding. People are bleeding, and they're bleeding out. Let me ask you, what are you going to do to stop the bleeding? They're bleeding right now. What are you going to do? Are you just going to walk by them, or are you going to stop the bleeding? So he not only stops the bleeding, but he puts the oil and the wine, which are the healing agents. Understand that when you stop, you are to bring healing to that person, because that person is wounded. Many times our compassion is not there because we don't see how wounded people really are. And so if we're not focusing on, you're not going to be apt to help them. And so he stops the bleeding. He allowed the healing to begin. And then after he puts oil and the wine on him, he then picks the man up. He picks the bleeding man up and puts him on his own beast. Now, some of us, we would have stopped at just, let me pour some oil on him. Let me pour some wine on him. Let me bandage him up. But that's as far as I can go. But this man exerted his strength to help the man. He exerted some energy to help the man. He got involved in the man's life and not just dealt with his hurt and his pain, but he picked the man up and carried him and put him on his own beast while he actually walked beside the donkey. Now, understand, many times we are not willing to pick someone up and carry them. Let me pause right there and tell you that somebody had to carry you to Christ one day. Somebody had to carry you when you were weak, when you were bleeding. And now God is asking you that in this season of your life, maybe you're not the real one in need. Maybe it's your mother. Maybe it's your father. Maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your friend. Or maybe it's your neighbor down the street. Or maybe it's your next door neighbor that's right next door to you that you don't even talk to. who is it that you're going to carry in this season? Because not everybody is going to willingly get up. You got to pick them up, exert some energy, and carry them. Now, also, we look, not only did he put him on his own beats, but he takes him to an inn. And the Bible says that the next morning, watch this, the next morning, he's about to leave. Now, that means that he stayed with this man all night long. He took care of him and watched over him all night long, probably heard him breathing and gasping for air, and, you know, if he needed anything, was tossing and turning and wiping his forehead and, you know, making sure that he was okay. And obviously the man is still down, and he still can't do anything for himself, because it says the next day he pulled 2 denarii out of his pocket and gave it to the innkeeper and says, if you have to spend anything extra on him, I'm going to give you this, but if you have to spend anything extra on him, I will repay it when I get back. Now, this is dedication. Now, he bandaged him up. He put oil and wine in his wounds. He picked him up, put him on his own beast, and now he goes and takes care of him all night long, and then goes into his own resources, his own pocket, and then tells the man, the innkeeper, that if you have to spend anything extra on him, I will repay it. Now, let's deal with him staying with this guy all night long. I mean, he stays with him all night. He could have left him at the end. He could have last night, what he could have did, he says, you know what, I could have gave the innkeeper, that's what I would have did, I would have gave the innkeeper the money and said, I'll come back and check you on him in the morning. Okay, I'm just being transparent. That's just me. But maybe that's you too. Okay? I would have just said, I'll come back and check him in on the morning. You keep watch over him. But what he did is that he did not pass the responsibility of staying with this guy all night and put it on somebody else. Because with showing somebody love, sometimes you just got to do it. You know, some pastors talk about, you know, we got to love people, but they don't want to endure with people through the trial, through the test, through the tribulation. And I'm here, and I'm not coming down on pastors at all, because I am one. But we cannot preach love and not show that example of love. And so we have this Samaritan who takes care of this man all night long and then goes the extra mile. He goes in his own pocket. I want to ask you this. When was the last time you went into your own resources to help somebody else recover? Last time you went to your own resources to see somebody healed and whole? When was the last time you gave somebody, you know, you had to sacrifice your money, not just in church, not just where everybody could see you do something, but secret and didn't tell anybody on Facebook? Where you did it in secret, you didn't have to announce it in your announcements of what you did. When was the last time you did that? Because God is calling us, listen, to help people without an audience. There was only one innkeeper there, as far as we see in the text, and he tells him, take care of him. So he gives the innkeeper an assignment to take care of this guy. And so what I want each and every one of us to do is to get our minds wrapped around that loving people and showing people love is about taking care of them. Okay? Only time this man, this good Samaritan, gets help is when he has to go, but he leaves his finances behind and then tells the guy, I'll be back. Because he says, if you have to spend anything extra on helping this guy, I'm willing to pay you back for what you did. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters who are out there right now, is that we got to stop talking love and we got to show love. We got to stop talking about how much we love people, but we never give anything. We never go the extra mile. We never make the extra effort. And Jesus tells this law lawyer. He tells the one who knows the law. He tells him, which one of these three was a neighbor? Which one of these three was a neighbor to the man who fell among thieves? He says, I suppose the one who had mercy on him. He says, you go and you do this. You go and do likewise. And so that's what I want to tell you, brothers and sisters. Go do likewise. Help somebody else. Be there for somebody else. Sacrifice for somebody else. Show your love. Don't just speak your love. No, we got off to a rocky start there, but I want to tell you something. I hope that you got something out of tonight. I really enjoy being a part of this show. Are you an asset or are you a liability? That is the question. And is your discipleship unto God or is it unto man? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Brother Brown, for having me. And I appreciate everything that you've done for me tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What an awesome word on tonight, a much needed word for the body of Christ on tonight. We need to be more like Jesus. You know, people wearing the wristbands and saying, what would Jesus do? The question on tonight is, what would you do? How are you showing
right.
people love? It's all right to tell people. It's one thing to say you love me, but that's an action word. You have to put love in action. Show me. And so Jesus is our greatest example. He did not only say he loved us as man, as human beings, as mankind. He showed us the greatest love for all mankind when he died on the cross for our sins, shedding his own blood. So Jesus
That's
is our
right.
perfect example. So Jesus went through a whole lot of things that he should not have went through, trying to be a great example for mankind. So who are you, who am I, to not lift up our hands to try to be a help to someone? So the question arises, are we our brother's keeper? The word of God says, yes, we are. We are our brother's keeper. We are to look out for one another, and not only look out for one another, but we are to pray one for another always. So, Pastor Chapman, I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight and also for sharing this much-needed word on tonight. Show me love. That's what the word of God is saying to the body of Christ on tonight. Not only show me love back to God, but show God how much you love him by helping others in the body
That's
of
right.
Christ, and not only the body of Christ, but those that are hurting. To help the homeless,
That's
those
right.
that are in shelters, the unfortunate. Those are the people that we need to demonstrate and show love to, and they can
That's
see
right.
Jesus Christ in us by extending our love to them. So we thank you for sharing that word on tonight. I'm going to yield the mic to you right now and ask you to please share with the listening audience, or should there be any listeners or want to have you come minister to their congregation, or how you can be reached. Could you please share with the listening audience how you can be reached or contacted, and also if you have any shout-out you can give at this time?
Yes, yes, yes. First of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who made this possible. Again, my name is Frederick L. Chapman. I am the pastor of the Foundation of Faith Church of Ann Arbor, Michigan, 31 Concourse Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Again, that is 4531 Concourse Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I want to thank you so much, Mr. Brown, for having me once again. I am elated. I am excited. I want to shout out our church family, the Foundation of Faith Church. I want to thank God for every single one of you who tuned in tonight. I want to thank also my girlfriend, amen, Pastor Rochelle White, for her support, who's listening in. She's a phenomenal woman of God, so I appreciate you. Want to say hi to my mother and my father, my sisters and my brothers. Want to thank God for you as well, and I want to thank the viewing audience for listening in on tonight. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Pastor Chapman, I want to say it to you for encouraging words for you to continue to stay on the wall, continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Continue to preach and teach the word, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved, because we know that the handwriting is on the wall, and we can see that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And when he come again this time, it's not going to be like the first time. He's coming back with a full form of glory to receive his church. So we thank you for sharing that powerful word on tonight. Show me love. And we thank you for that powerful testimony as well. You continue to be blessed with the
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord, sir. Tell me again. Hopefully, I can have you back on again real soon. So you continue to be blessed
thank
of the
you.
Lord, and we're going to be with you on tonight because I know you have other things to do. Continue to be blessed of the Lord,
yes,
Pastor Chapman. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You have a good night.
God bless you. You too. Likewise. I thank Pastor Chapman for that powerful word on tonight. He had a full schedule, so I wanted to get him on. So the word of God always comes first. We always want to put God first. I do not know if my other guest is standing by, and the brother Dalton is supposed to be coming forth to share with us on tonight. He's going to come forth sharing a musical selection on tonight. I pray that he's on the line. I do not see his number yet, but hopefully he will call in tonight so that he can share with the worldwide listeners. This is a young man that I heard singing on last Sunday evening at a church service that I was part of. And he came in and he ministered to the congregation with this song titled Glory. And I was hoping and praying that he would come on tonight and bless the listening audience with this his anointed, blessed voice to sing for you the title song Glory. I'm going to try something real quick, and please stand by and stand with me as I check the line to see if he's online. Brother Dalton, are you on the line? Brother Dalton, are you on the line? Well, praise the Lord. Anyway, we're going to keep on moving forward. Hopefully he'll call in before we conclude tonight's program. But right now, I just want to give the listening audience some more words of encouragement. For those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, the Lord has placed something in my spirit, and I love sharing it with the worldwide listeners. If you have your Bibles, please take down this scripture. And if you do not have your Bibles, take down this scripture so you can read it at your leisure. This is a promise from God, and it's a God decree, and it's found in the Message Bible. Again, it's found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. And a God decree it also means a promise from God. And it reads as follows. It says, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that's a promise from God to the faithful doers of God's word, for those that are being true access to the kingdom of God, who are not being liabilities, for those that are serving God without hidden motives or agendas. God promised us that he's going to do whatever we desire and request from him in the name of Jesus. He will grant us our heart's desire. So don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. But sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. Sometimes we think God is not hearing our prayer because things are not manifesting and materializing in the natural the way we think they should. But it's a process, and it's all about God's timing. So God's timing is not like man's. So when you have prayed and asked God for something and he do not give it to you right then, that do not mean that you're not going to get it. It may be a delay. So he may be waiting on you to make some changes or corrections in your life to be able to receive the blessing of the request that you have requested of God. So stand on that promise, on that God decree, knowing that God is not a man that he should lie. He is a faithful keeper of his word, and he is still showing himself strong in the body of Christ. He is still keeping his promises to his people on today. So continue to stand on that word that you just heard on tonight in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, that God decreed, again, as a promise from God to his faithful saints on tonight. Well, we know that my other guests have not dialed in yet, but God is still being glorified on tonight. And my prayer for you, the listeners, is that we will all come together as one in unity, in love, in strength, and in peace for one another. We must always give God glory, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we hear, no matter what we see, or even what we think. We must remember and know that God is in total control at all times. He sits high. He looks low. Again, he's not like man. He searches our hearts, See, man looks at the outer appearance, and he can only see so far when he looks at the outer appearance. But God sees beyond our appearances, and he's looking at the heart of man. He's looking at the heart of woman. Those that said you love God, you love Jesus, he's looking at you. He's looking at me. See, you say you love God, so what are you doing? Again, it goes back to the message on tonight. Show me love. Show God that you love him by doing something for God. And it's not always doing something for God that you can be seen or that you can be put in the spotlight. And again, it goes back to the message on tonight. And it also ties in with the spiritual food for thought, which again says to us on tonight, our discipleship should be to God, not to man. See, we even have people in the church today, not all churches, and if it do not apply to you, then we're just going to keep moving. But if it applies to you, then you need to make some changes and adjustments, and you need to ask God to forgive you, and then you can be forgiven by God, and then you can walk upright and continue to fulfill your God purpose. Because God do not want us to do things to be seen of men, that they will praise us, but he wants us to do things that we can be more like Jesus, that everywhere we go, somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, even to the point that even if you walk in a room, if you're saved, the atmosphere is all confusing and all kind of rock-a-roll is going on in the room, and nobody's listening to no one. But when you step into a room as a child of God, the atmosphere to change instantly. People should know that something has happened because you walked into the room. They see Jesus in you. And so that's the kind of effect that we are to have as the body of Christ on today. As believers and doers of God's word, and those of us that are being access to the kingdom of God, we should change the atmosphere everywhere we go. Even in the church house, we should change the atmosphere. In the schools, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, everywhere we go, somebody should be able to see Jesus Christ in us. Why? Because some people are not ever going to step into the house of God, the church, where we go to praise God and worship God as the body of Christ. But we do know and we realize that we are the church. Those who are saved in Jesus' name, thank God we are saved in Jesus' name, and we are the church. So we thank God for his second return, for the second return of Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are the ones that he's coming back for. Not the church building. He's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for the body of Christ. Those who are being doers of his word, those who have accepted him as Lord and Savior, as God's son, and know without a doubt that Jesus Christ died for us. He paid our sin debt with his own blood, a debt he did not owe, and he knew a debt that we could not pay. So he paid our sin debt with his own blood out of love for God first and then for mankind. Aren't you glad? Aren't you grateful tonight that Jesus sacrificed his own life for me and for you? He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I am so glad that he did. We owe God so much. We owe Jesus so much. The least we can do is show love to someone else on tonight. That's a strong message for tonight. It was a short three-word message, show me love, but it's a powerful message on tonight. So just what God is asking the body of Christ on tonight, who are you showing love to on tonight? Are you doing it out of love? Are you doing it to get your name in lights or to say, look what I did? God do not honor that. He honors when we do things out of our hearts, out of pure love. And that's what he says, do it in secret. And whatever we do in secret, God is going to reward us openly. So you don't have to go around broadcasting what you do for other people. God will let it be known. If it's to be known, let God tell it. Or let the person that you help, let them tell it. You don't have to go around telling what you did for other people. God sees your heart. He knows your motives, and he knows your agendas, just like he knows mine. So I thank God for who he is on tonight. I thank God for this worldwide ministry. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please continue to spread the word, continue to spread the news about this worldwide ministry. That's what this is. It's a worldwide ministry, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. Neither do I take the listening audience for lightly or for granted, because you could be doing other things besides listening and tuning in to this worldwide ministry on tonight or every Saturday night at the same time. So continue to pass the word to everyone you know, and let them know about this worldwide broadcast so they can tune in and be blessed by the word of God on tonight. Not only tonight, but every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But I was trying to stand by to see if my other guest was going to call in. We know that the enemy gets busy because this young man has such a powerful anointing on him, And I know that, and I believe in my spirit that it's nobody but the enemy trying to not let him get through so that God can use him so he can minister to the listeners on tonight. I'm going to try once again and check to see if he has dialed in yet. Brother Dalton, have you dialed in yet, Brother Dalton? Brother Dalton, just checking once again before we move forward. I do like to give this, would like to give this young man a chance to share what God is doing through his voice. When God blesses you with a gift, whether it's your singing abilities, whether it's standing on the word of God, whether it's ministering to people by going to the hospitals, shelters and nursing homes or on the street, whatever it is that you're doing for God, do it from your heart. Do it out of pure love that God will be glorified, that you can help strengthen someone along life's way. And I just want to include this in before we close out tonight's program. For those of you that may be young that do not or know or never have heard of the late Reverend Billy Graham, I just want to say something out from my heart to his family. Reverend Billy Graham just made his transition on yesterday, and he died at the age of 99 of natural causes. Pastor Billy Graham, I started watching him at a young age, and he was a man of integrity. He stood on the word. Now, this much I can say. He stood on the word. He always went preaching that same word, repent, repent. The time is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to come. Come in and be saved. So he stood on that word, and he preached that word, and he taught that word for over 60 years. So God had called him home. And so we who are remaining in the earth, who are still here, that have the capabilities and the determination to be a doer of God's word, such as the late Reverend Billy Graham was, whatever your calling is, walk in your calling, just like Reverend Billy Graham did, because in the end, you want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And I'm sure that's what he's going to say to Dr. Billy Graham, not only Dr. Billy Graham, but also to other disciples of God, of Jesus Christ, also other doers of God's word without hidden motives or agendas. It's so important that we do what we do for God out of love. And I do believe without a shadow of a doubt, that's what Reverend Dr. Billy Graham did. He demonstrated his love for God and people through sharing the word, the good news of Jesus Christ, for over 60 years. So that's why I am so elated to stress to the listeners, we want to keep the late Reverend Billy Graham's family in our prayers. Not only his family, but all those that have lost loved ones over the last few weeks, we want to keep them in our prayers because we know that God hears and answers our prayers. He said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we have to comfort and strengthen one another when we lose loved ones. That's not an easy thing to deal with. So we need each other when we lose loved ones. We need them. We need each other to help us get through the process of losing a loved one. Most of all, we need to stand on our most holy faith in God, knowing that God knows what's right. And because we know that God has said in his word, and it's no strange thing, and we should not be alarmed, he already told us in his word that it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that is going to be the judgment. So what will your report be when the Lamb's book of life is revealed and open, when we stand before God? What will your report be from God to you? Will he say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Or will you hear him say, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you, depart from me. So my prayer is that you will be just like the late Reverend Dr. Billy Graham was, a doer of God's word, a faithful doer of God's word until God called him home. So this is my desire for all doers of God's word on tonight. Stand on the wall, do what God has called you to do, walk in your God purpose, fulfill your God purpose. Young people that may be listening on tonight, even if you're not young, you may be older, you may be up in age, but if you're still in the land of the living, you can hear my voice, and the blood is still running warm in your veins. God has called you into life for a purpose that only you can fulfill. So it is my prayer, it's my desire that you will fulfill your own God purpose. And if you don't know what your God purpose is, simply pray out of sincerity of your heart and ask God to reveal and show you what your God purpose is, because he wants you to know what it is. Why? Only you can fulfill your God purpose for his glory. So right now, we thank God for this worldwide broadcast, and I see that my other guests have not called in, so we're just going to move on forward because God is still going to be glorified through it all, because we know it's not about one person. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about the word of God getting out, about the good news of Jesus Christ. It's all about compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved, because as we see, the time is not as long as it has been. The handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see it? As you watch the news every day, it's so sad that we see so many school shootings, and we see so much hate and envy and jealousy are going around and bullying that's not of God. We know that there's nobody but the enemy. And guess what? He's doing just what he does. He's still coming. He's still killing, stealing, and destroying, and trying to destroy the body of Christ. But all of us who are being access to the kingdom of God, if we just get on our knees and pray, continue to pray and lift up one another, continue to encourage one another. When one get weak, we need to continue to lift each other up in prayer so that we can all fulfill our God purpose in this journey of called life together, that God will be glorified. So we're just going to close out tonight's program on tonight on that note. And preferably and hopefully on another date, another time, I will be able to get my musical guest, Brother Markel Dalton, who is going to come forth on tonight sharing with us the song Glory. That was his plan, but we see that did not happen. But we're still giving God glory anyhow. God is still worthy to be praised. And so we're just going to praise God for tonight's show. And I hope that we was blessed by it through the word coming from Pastor Frederick Chapman. Again, he is the pastor of Foundation of Faith Church out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, bringing forth a powerful word on tonight, a needed word for such a time as this. Show me love. We thank God for that word on tonight. And again, I hope that you were blessed by the word. I was truly blessed by the word on tonight, as I am always blessed by God's word. So right now, we're going to close out tonight's program in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you for who you are. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy towards each one of us on tonight. We know that we're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. But we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your peace, for your joy. We thank you that you are our strength. You are our everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. We thank you for your ministering angels, your angels of divine protection over each one of us and our families. Continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Continue to move through each one of us as you see fit. That your will be done in each one of our lives for your glory alone is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come continuing to lift up all those that have afflicted in sickness in their bodies, minds, and spirits. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are lost loved ones. Heavenly Father, continue to let them be reminded that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come lifting up our president, President Donald Trump, and not only President Donald Trump, but President of China, and all presidents, Heavenly Father, all world leaders all over the land that have rule over your people in any form, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you would touch each one of their hearts. If any of them are not saved, it's our prayer that you would touch their hearts, convict them, prick their hearts to the point, Heavenly Father, that they too would open their mouth and confess and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts, whereby they too would be saved. And if they are saved, when they pray, Heavenly Father, that they would know that you would hear their prayer and they would do what's right for all people all over the land, for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come continuing to lift up all those that have been affected by the school shootings all over the United States. Heavenly Father, we know that you are a healer. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Continue to touch the minds and the hearts of those young people that are witness their friends being gunned down in these different school shootings, and the teachers and the counselors and all those that was involved that even gave up their lives trying to save the lives of young people in the school. Heavenly Father, continue to bless their spirits and memories. Continue to comfort and strengthen their families as only you can is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry that it will be everything that you have called for it to be. For we know that it's not about us, it's about you. We just thank you on tonight. We bless your name. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, that's our ministry for tonight. I thank God for Dr. Pastor Frederick Chapman for bringing the word on tonight. as we close out tonight, remember, Jesus Christ saw that our life was worth living, that he came and sacrificed his life. He died for us, for you and for me, that we can be redeemed back to our Father in heaven, our Creator, God. So right now, we're closing out tonight's program with the song Worth Living. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.